Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nice. Thank you, Andrew. 9:28 in the a.m. as we roll along. Brian Haney coming up top of the second hour. We'll get to all things KU. Let's get a little fantasy in with Virgil Ballard later on in the show. What do we got for our Twitter poll today, Shaner?
It is baseball related. There's a couple still out there. The conspiracy theory one's still going. You got 20 more minutes to vote on that one if you want to. Cindy O'HRO brings us our Twitter question every day. The one from yesterday is, what conspiracy theory do you most want laid to rest or solved? Area 51 and aliens, JFK assassination, the OJ trial, or Tupac and Biggie? 49% have come in on the JFK assassination, and that was, of course, on the heels of Donald Trump having till tomorrow, I guess, to decide whether he's going to unseal the JFK assassination documents as it relates to the FBI and such. Today's Twitter question, with a nod to Keuchel and Turner, who has the best beard in history? At Shane Dennis 34, at Sports Daily KFH, your selections are Abe Lincoln, Santa Claus, Rip Van Winkle, or Moses? And so far, Santa Claus, 45% of the vote.
And of course, yeah, that makes sense. When you started to ask the question, I immediately went Abe Lincoln before you even gave me the
He's the first one that popped into my head, even though it's not as not as thick and
a little more wispy,
bushy. Yeah, yeah, it's nothing like Keuchel's and Turner's.
Wispy.
Yeah. Rip Van Winkle, I think, is getting hosed in this. He's only gotten 5% of the vote so far.
He's sleeping. It doesn't bother him.
Still have an hour left, but doesn't that make it his the most glorious because he's sleeping for so long? But still got some time to vote on that. And before we turn the page from baseball, I'll have a little yes or BS as it relates to the World Series. All right, you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay,
yep, let's roll.
The World Series, yes or BS? The World Series has only been canceled once.
Yes.
No, it's been canceled twice.
Okay.
And the one was the strike in 94, and I'm sure that's what you were thinking of. But the other was in 1904 when the New York Giants refused to play Boston because they claimed the National League was better and that they'd already won the championship. So they just didn't play. The Dodgers, yes or BS, the Dodgers have won more World Series titles in L.A. than they did in Brooklyn.
That is a yes.
Yes, five times as many. They only won it once in Brooklyn. That was in 1955.
Right.
They moved to L.A. in 1957, and they've won five World Series since then. Two more. This is the 113th World Series. That is a fact. That's part of the question. Yes or BS, the Yankees have played in over one-third of them.
Ooh. One-third of – boy, I got to do that fast. I'm going to say BS on that. They've won a bunch, but I don't know.
It's yes.
What?
They have been in 35% of them, so just barely. But they've been in the World Series 40 times of the 113, and they've won it 27 times. The Mariners.
Does that count as the does that all the way go all the way back to the New York Highlanders before they were even the Yankees?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
I would guess it would just be the Yankees franchise and not necessarily New York.
I would guess just the Yankees, right. Yeah, I would guess.
The Mariners and Nationals are the only teams currently in the major leagues that have never made it, and the Astros are now the only ones to make it as an AL team and a National League team. All right, final yes or BS, and then we'll go to some college football. Over 25% of the 30 Major League Baseball teams still haven't won a World Series.
Over 25%
of the 30
of the 32 teams have not won a World Series. Let me think. Yeah, I'll go. I'll give that a thumbs up.
Yes, barely. 27% is the actual breakdown. Eight of the 30 teams have never won it. The other, besides the Astros, the others are the Padres, the Brewers, the Rangers, of course, the Mariners and Nationals, who we just mentioned, the Rockies, and the Rays. And the Nats, of course, used to be the Expos, and the Expos never won a World Series either. There's one other one, but we'll save it for On This Day in Sports History. And, Bruce, I can already tell you that you won't like it.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm sure that it's...
It's historical and undeniable, but you're going to...
I know what it is.
And I know you don't.
I know what it is, and that's fine. I had my moment yesterday, my little Red Sox moment. I figured there might be some pushback, and this one was low-hanging fruit. So... I'll leave it at that.
But I will tweak it and tease it by saying you'll get to hear Vin Scully.
Good.
So there's that.
And do we get to hear the name Mookie Wilson, too?
Actually, no. Not in the clip. We won't hear his
name.
Not
in the clip.
Nope.
Okay. Well, that's good. Let's get to a little college football. If the do you stand with the top four right now in the poll, Alabama, Penn State, Georgia, TCU, using the AP here in week 9, as your four teams in the college football playoff, were it to be today?
Were it to be today, yes. Will it be these four even 3 weeks from now? No way.
No way.
I don't think, man, TCU's really got to continue to do this for me, and I hate to do that to the Frogs because all they've done is won every game so far. But so is Wisconsin. So is Miami. Those two guys are still undefeated. What are they called? Not the Power Five, but the group of five. Is that the rest?
Yep, group of five.
Florida and Central Florida both undefeated, but they've got a lot more work to do, and they need chaos around them. But I just get behind TCU 100% and say, yeah, they've got a chance to really make some noise. I think it's possible they lose two before the season's over, and I think it's entirely possible.
One of them might be this weekend.
I think it's entirely possible that the Big 12 will end up on the outside looking in, even though they've got two pretty good one-loss teams, an OU and Oklahoma State. I think the Pac-12 is done. We don't have to worry about them anymore. And we've still got some one-loss teams that are duking it out to try to sneak their way in. As we know, as we've seen year after year, there won't be as many undefeateds as you think, because they just lose. We're not going to have four undefeateds. There will be likely at least two and maybe three one-loss teams that get in the playoff. There's never been a two-loss team that's been in the playoff, but I guess there's a first time for everything. You got NC State playing Notre Dame this weekend. Washington has a one-loss team, but don't get to play anybody sexy at all until the Pac-12 championship, and even then, it might
cares?
Be USC, and nobody cares anymore because
it might be Arizona or Arizona State.
Yep,
I mean it might be. I mean those two teams are resurgent right now. So who'd have thunk it? Talk about lack of sexy. My goodness.
Got Ohio State with a chance to make a statement against Penn State this weekend. Clemson is just kind of lingering around there as a one-loss team. They're supposed to get their quarterback back, but they play Georgia Tech, who nobody likes to play. So there's still plenty on the college football landscape and a zillion games to be played, and there'll be some weirdness. But to answer your question, I think TCU is the one for me that you got to keep doing it for me. I know they play defense, but... Man, I just can't believe in them just yet.
Well, Iowa State this weekend, and then I guess 3 weeks or 2 weeks hence, it's Oklahoma, both of them on the road. They've got Texas at home. They really don't have any other – there's no other peril other than Iowa State, which still doesn't roll off the tongue very easily.
I know.
And Oklahoma. So you've got Iowa State and Oklahoma both on the road for TCU. You've got Alabama and Georgia more than likely on a collision course to play in the SEC championship. Penn State will certainly have a couple of opportunities starting this weekend with Ohio State to prove itself and to prove its mettle. But I don't know. I mean, of those four teams that are there right now, I'd be willing to bet, and that's because I'm a little bullish on Penn State, that Alabama and Penn State are the two that I would feel pretty comfortable about if I had to bet the farm. Everyone else remains to be seen. But your point is good. This thing never quite plays out at this particular point in the season. And remember, we're at the end of October now. We haven't even, you know, we'll see our first. When's the first poll come out? Next week, right?
Yeah.
Is it next week? I think it's next
Halloween.
Week.
Halloween. Yeah. So it is next week.
So the first CFP poll comes out next week. What we know is that from 3 years previous, that there's a whole lot of shuffling of the deck historically in this thing. And it's ridiculous to think that it probably won't be the same this year.
And you know what?
Yeah, too many unbeaten teams right now. Too many.
What I can't get past, and I remember thinking it at the time, way back in week two, Notre Dame played Georgia. And coming off a 4-8 season, I thought Notre Dame stunk. I thought Brian Kelly was on his way out. Mm-hmm. And didn't know much or care much about Georgia under Kirby Smart. Georgia goes in there and wins a slugfest 20-19. And I remember thinking absolutely not one thing has cleared up as a result of that game, because I still think Notre Dame's bad and Georgia could only score 20 points against them. And now look at them both.
Yeah.
You know, Notre Dame, if they don't slip up, I find it very difficult to keep them out of this college football playoff.
Oh my gosh,
scenario.
Yeah. They have the benefit of playing maybe the best schedule left of any of the teams that are hopeful. They play good people.
Yeah, NC State comes in this week, and then Wake visits next week, so that shouldn't be an issue. But then they go to Miami, who's undefeated and ranked eighth, Navy at home, and then at number 20, Stanford. And you assume Stanford will continue to win. If you win all those,
be hard to keep them out.
Absolutely hard to keep them out.
Especially since it's Notre Dame. No conference championship game and all of the cred that you get from being a Gold Domer. Where are you with Miami right now?
I'm bullish on Miami. I want them to win this week so I can talk about them next week. And they will win this week. They're at North Carolina, who's terrible. And then Virginia Tech comes in. Virginia Tech's only once beaten. Then they have Notre Dame. And they got a couple of games that they should win in Virginia and Pitt. I'm absolutely all in on Miami. They need to be involved in this. And they got hurt on paper with that Florida State game being canceled.
They did.
But after
doesn't
all,
look as bad now,
it
right?
doesn't look as bad at all.
No
because they don't have a quarterback, and they're kind of circling the drain. So
they've eked some things out. You know, the makeup game with Florida State,
Georgia Tech
beat Georgia Tech close too, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't exactly pound Syracuse.
They had to hold them off
last week. They had to hold them off a little bit, but you're right. Miami still has Virginia Tech, a pretty good Virginia Tech team, a one loss team, still has Notre Dame. So they've got a couple of opportunities left. Then they'd have an ACC championship.
A backloaded schedule, as it turns out. They beat Bethune-Cookman. The Arkansas State game was canceled. The Florida State game got banged until like 3 weeks later, whatever. But Toledo,
right.
Duke, Florida State, Georgia Tech, Syracuse, those are your wins. So you better keep winning. And certainly there's not, I would say, Notre Dame would be your best opportunity to lose a game and survive it. Because you better not lose to North Carolina, Virginia, Pitt, or even Virginia Tech because you got them at home. So they're an outlier. They're kind of a under the radar because they're missing a game, you know, that they're not going to make up, that one with Arkansas State. So they're one short. but there they are looming. They're number eight in both polls right now. And I know polls don't mean much, but there aren't many undefeateds, but Miami's one of them.
You know, Wisconsin is a team that we've barely even broached.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a reason for it, and here's the reason for it. Utah State, Florida Atlantic, Brigham Young, Northwestern, Nebraska, sorry, Andrew, Purdue, Maryland.
He knows.
That's who they've beaten.
And coming
and
up
by
is
the way,
Illinois and Indiana, baby.
Exactly. Woo! Illinois and Indiana coming up next, then Iowa. Then they do play Michigan, but who knows what Michigan is going to look like at that particular point. Then you would expect them to play Ohio State or Penn State, right, for the Big Ten championship.
Because they don't play either one of them in the regular season.
Because they don't play either one of them in the regular season. That hurts. Back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.